Good morning. How's everybody? Good. Anybody know what I have in my hand? Bible. What if it was a dictionary? Would I have fooled you? Yeah, this is not a dictionary. These are Bibles. This Bible is becoming my favorite Bible. It's called the Collaborate Lutheran Student Bible. And students in grades 5, 6, 7, 8 use this one during faith formation and Sunday school. And this is the one we use for like grades 2, 3, and 4, the Spark Bible, NRSV. What can I do with a Bible? I could read it. What else could I do with it? Could I use it to swat a fly? Would I want to? Probably not. That's what fly swatters are for. Could I use it to, what else? Suppose Madeline is acting up, which Madeline never does. Could I use it to bring discipline by hitting Madeline on the head? That would not be a good thing to do, right? Could I use it for a pillow? I probably could. That'd be kind of hard. All right, Gabby, you have your hand up? I got that you could mark your favorite verse. You could write in your Bibles. In fact, I think the Spark Bibles have stickers in them that you can use also to kind of highlight your Bible. Anybody know what language this Bible is written in? What? This is in English. Why do you think it's written in English? So that we could read it, because we tend to speak and write in English more often than not, right? How many languages was the original Bible written in? Any ideas? It was written in 3 languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And then we've had to translate it over the years. Any ideas how many words are in the Bible? A lot. You could say a lot. Over 600,000 words. Hi, come on up. Come on up. The shortest book of the Bible is 3 John. So if your mom and dad say, I want you to read a whole book of the Bible, pick out 3 John, the third letter of John, because it's really, really short. It's like 2 paragraphs. The longest book in the Bible is Jeremiah. Now we're going to do a test here. If I open to the middle of this Bible, is that kind of the middle? Kind of? It's close. What book do you think I open up to? It didn't work. There, the middle of the Bible is the book of Psalms. That's always in the middle. And in fact, the middle chapter is Psalm 119, which is a long, 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 long psalm. I thought I had one more. So let's list 3 good things we can do with our Bibles. We can read it. And when we read it, we're going to learn a little bit more about God and Jesus and God. What's the second thing we can do? Carter, you got an idea what we could do with the Bible? You could read it to your cousins. Yeah. You could read it to your mom and dad. Wouldn't that be cool? What's the third thing? What? Use it for Sunday school. And hopefully we'll use our Bibles for Sunday school today and every Sunday. All right, so do you know if you're receiving a Bible today? If you're receiving a Bible, raise your hand. What I want you to do is stand right here, and then moms and dads, come on up, and everybody else stay like right where you're at, because I want you to watch and be a part of this. Um, Parents, get to hold the Bibles. Madam, you could be helping me here. You want to take that to Mrs. People? They're not here. All right. Does every parent have a Bible to present? Or two? All right. Now, I have some questions for the congregation, for parents, and for you as children and youth. First of all, people of Salem, these Bibles are a gift from Salem to these families. Do you promise as members of Salem to read your own Bible, to give thanks to God that we have children that want to read their Bibles? If so, answer, we do?
We do.
That's kind of sad. Let's try it. Do you promise?
We do.
All right. All right. Thank you. Moms and dads, do you promise to read your Bibles and to use these Bibles with your children? These are all girls up here. With your daughters. To share God's word, to learn more about God yourselves, and to teach and pass that on to your children? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
And now, children, daughters of God, do you promise to read the Bible, to learn more about God, to ask questions of your moms and dads about what you read in the Bible? That's especially for you. If so, answer, we do. What? You're supposed to say, we do. We will. All right. All right. Now, everybody left here, let's join a big circle here. Come up, join me. We're going to do a prayer. Brody, if you want to stand with your mom and sister, you could do that. All right, let's repeat after me, everyone. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for your word.
Let your word come true. To come alive in all of our lives. God loves us. We love you.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up.